Episode 1828, O Come to the Altar.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. How is your weekend going so far? Can you believe it? We are on the brink of a brand new week. Yes, rise and shine. It's time to open your eyes. O come to the altar. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, it is Sweet Spirit Sunday, a time of reflection. What have you been fighting lately? Maybe you're tired of trying to fit in, being perfect, or getting it all done. Life isn't about your strength. Oh, come to the altar. When you're on the edge, it makes sense to push through just so you can be finished. You're done with it. Woohoo! Celebrate. Living life with all of its demands is overwhelming. At times you think you have everything under control, but then you find yourself muffled. No words are good enough. No actions are right enough. Judgment is what you accept, beating yourself up over your shortcomings and your struggles. Why can't you be just like everyone else? Why can't I be like that? Perfect. Sadly, you resort to condescending whispers, all echoing how you don't compare. Life has a tendency of drawing us closer to the altar of personal punishment. But it's the wrong altar. Oh, come to the altar where God's arms are open wide. What you have done yesterday, 2 years ago, or you will do tomorrow, God loves you right where you're at. Isaiah 64, verse 8 says this, "Yet you, Lord, are our Father. We are the clay, you are the potter. We are all the work of your hand." You, my friend, are fearfully and wonderfully made. Have you ever watched what goes into the making of pottery? I remember doing it years and years ago, like dinosaur years ago, when in elementary or middle school, but I never considered myself an artist, so I just never learned anything more about it until I got older. The potter takes a lump of clay with no shape or purpose. The color is really ugly too, kind of that gray or brown, a weird, you know, discolored black, whatever you want to call it. It's just neutral with no sparkle, no pizzazz. As the potter holds the clay, he begins to knead it and shape it into a simple round-like clump. The clay is placed on the wheel, but not just anywhere. The clay must be perfectly centered as the wheel spins. Once the clay is positioned and compressed, then it's ready to cone it up. That's when the initial shaping begins. Movement has to be consistent. With constant spinning and keeping it wet, the precision of opening up the clay starts. Beginning from the center, the clay is pulled apart, keeping a solid foundation. Then the lifting of the clay begins, pulling it in an upward direction, creating its basic shape. Designing this masterpiece takes pulling and stretching, a concentrated pressure to shape the clay just as the potter sees fit. What have you been fighting lately? Maybe yourself, trying to fit in, being someone that you're not, trying to do more than what you really know you can do, but you know what? You feel like you have to live up to everybody else's expectations, so you just keep saying yes and yes, and very rarely does no ever leave your mouth. Oh, come to the altar. You don't have anything to prove. God has shaped you and will continue to hold you up. He will mold you into who you are to be. He will keep you centered with endurance to carry you through. God's plan for you is greater than anything you can imagine. Trust in His ways, leaning on His understanding. Allow your mishaps and misfortunes to become opportunities for refinement. Be cautious not to pave your own path. Be alert and attentive to the direction God leads. Your plan may fail, but God always succeeds. Don't fret what God sustains. Oh, come to the altar. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.